Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood host, Dre Harrison, and welcome to part two of what we call in, I guess, launch season, I suppose.
Pre-season, like a mini season in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, like pre-season season, we'll call it that. It'll roll right off the tongue. And we're recording this just hours after Ferrari's mainline launch. And it was quite the spectacle. I mean, Kieran, you were on Twitch live streaming it along with Hannah. And how did you guys find it, first and foremost?
Yeah, I think I wasn't necessarily sold until we saw a car on track. And that was when I realized that I think every launch would involve the car being driven rather than just sticking a livery on a 2022 car. It's hearing the car again, it's the first time I've properly thought the season's coming. We're about to get there. And that's nothing but a good thing. I think maybe other people could take lessons from that in the future. But Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, like you said, it was kind of very mid before the car was on track. And I don't think any of us were expecting to see that, but I'm so glad that it ended like that because it really made an average launch very, very good. And yeah, like you said, it just made you so excited for the races to start kicking off again, and even, you know, going into testing. It's just making me so excited and enthusiastic about it. So I think this launch was the perfect launch, personally.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And the question I was going to fire around the room in a minute was this the best car launch ever? Because if they're not the sort of things you immediately remember, but I think this one will go down in the memory quite well, because I think it ticked just about every box. I think you had, you know, in the enthusiastic crowd really helped here as well. Like, you have in, it's not like Aston Martin, which we'll get to later, where they're mostly just sitting on their hands, standing awkwardly, you know, guys in full race gear in the front row, just looking out of place. You had a proper passionate Tifosi crowd in the Fiorano, like, audience section at the back. They were clapping, they were cheering, they were genuinely excited. Well, okay, if they were plants, because I know people are very quick to play that card, they were very good at it, I'll say that much. But they were fantastic. They got driver interviews in, they got the academy involved. I agree with Kieran. I think it was starting to drag just a little bit. And then they were like, oh, we're going to have a live shakedown. I'm like, oh, we're getting the car. Yes. And yes, seeing the new Scuderia SF23 actually out on track for a couple of laps with Charles and some cool team radio as well. It's worth mentioning. We had Carlos and Charles actually talk to each other, which was like, I love the, I don't know if you heard the Charles, hello, mates, which I thought was quite funny, which also, like, both foreign drivers using the term mate a lot. I think it's just great. I love that. Was that the best launch ever? Was there one that you can think of that was like on that sort of level?
Well, I think I think human beings, we are very fickle. And I think if something ends well and then we have a day to talk about it, it becomes the best thing we've ever done. I think if you look at it overall, like the first 20 minutes before the car was revealed, I wouldn't put it anywhere near that category. It was standard corporate waffle. But it's always helped when that corporate waffle is so helpfully intertwined with genuine tradition and passion. And that's the advantage the Tifosi have over everyone else who's attending these car launches. It is a collective, it is a community, and it puts energy into the most boring and most mundane of things. So I never like to jump on board as soon as something happens and going, is this the best thing of this that's ever happened? Because, you know, I mean, nothing springs to mind, but will this spring to mind to me in 2 years' time? Probably not. But the idea of having the idea itself, having a car that during the launch goes on track and you get to watch it and hear it and feel it and experience it, that is something that I think is always going to help something be at the top of that ladder.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a better way of putting it, this one's for you, Hannah. Should this be the blueprint for launches going forward? Because we've seen many different approaches to this in the last week or so, 2 weeks now, since we've seen different manufacturers and different teams launch their cars. Should this be the blueprint going forward?
Well, I mean, it had a lot of aspects to it that were really good. But on the other hand, it did also have a couple of moments that were, you know, maybe a little bit boring and not very entertaining. But then the question comes in of, are car launches purely for entertainment? Because obviously it's important to talk about the technical side of things and, you know, the changes on the car. But this season we've seen only livery launches. There haven't been car launches really. And so if you take away that technical side, is it purely just for entertainment? And if so, should it be more short and snappy? And should they have more cars on track or however it could be? So I think that Ferrari did a good job at their launch. Like you said, the passionate fans, the car on track, it was just a bit unexpected. And I think that they've done a good job because we're only really talking about the launch itself and we haven't even mentioned the livery yet, which is the whole point. So I think that they did a good job, but I suppose it depends from team to team, because AlphaTauri, we kind of expected this big, amazing, we'll go into it into more detail in a second, but like we kind of expected this big thing and it wasn't that. And that was a little bit controversial because some people did want a long launch, maybe not long, but like longer than what it was. And it's subjective. Everyone wants different things, but I do think Ferrari did a good job at their launch. So maybe it is the blueprint going forward. I don't know.
I'll certainly say watching along on my Twitter timeline, because I obviously wasn't on Twitch, but I was obviously live tweeting along as it was happening. That was the most universally positive launch event that I've seen on social media since these started, just over a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, really, more than anything else. So I think Ferrari nailed it, personally. I think they
Is that not just because we've seen a car? Are people remembering the rest of it much more positively just because they got a car out?
I think that might be something to do with it, certainly. I mean, actually seeing a car on track is going to butter a lot of people's bread, so to speak. I mentioned butter and bread because of Carlos Sainz, and I had to write about this earlier, about him saying he's overweight because of antipasti, which I thought was quite funny.
I'm overweight just because I'm generally unhealthy.
Same. So, you know. First world problems for Carlos Sainz, Formula One driver problems, so to speak. But yeah, I think them putting an actual car out there was a masterstroke. It helps when you've got your own test track to play with. I mean, let's be honest, that's a luxury privilege that most teams don't have. You normally just get these like 15-second clips of them on filming days coming out of the garage, like Alfa Romeo did earlier this week, and I think AlphaTauri also did today, funnily enough. And speaking of AlphaTauri, we'll get into that right before an ad break. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you, because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. Everyone needs to take care of their mental well-being, even hotshot Formula One drivers. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/WTF1 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WTF1. Hannah alluded to it perfectly. AlphaTauri was on the complete other end of the scale here. Like, again, Kieran, you've got to say, for those who missed out on seeing it live on the Twitch stream, what exactly happened when you tried to cover that launch?
It was my first time hosting a launch stream and got excited. We made a Formula One launch bingo thing.
It was great.
included elements such as overhead shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and all these kinds of things. AlphaTauri clothing being included.
Yep.
And we were paying so much attention to that and playing the game that we had spent quite a long time devising and preparing that when looking away or taking a sip of my beer, I turned back to see that I was on the Williams launch video from the week before. And I obviously said to myself, what's happened here? And I can't remember, was it about 2 minutes, 40 seconds? And I missed the car. Both me and Charlie missed the car being revealed and chat had to explain it to us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, look, generally I would say 2 minutes is quite a long time.
Mm.
But in this case, I would suggest that maybe it was, I mean, really well produced. It was a really lovely 2 minutes to watch. Fair play to him.
Yeah, really slick but video.
It very much seems to be going along that theme of AlphaTauri or a fashion brand who happen to dabble in cars rather than a racing team who have a fashion line.
Yeah, it's really weird because, I mean, if you're a hardcore F1 fan, you know these guys are Toro Rosso, predominantly, you know, the Red Bull B team. And yet now they're trying to break out as this, like, unknown newcomer fashion brand that happens to be tied in with Red Bull. And yeah, I completely agree. The video was incredibly slick. It was very well produced. You know, they showed off the car. It was short and sweet and to the point. I wonder, Hannah, did it feel a bit empty to you by the time it was all over when you saw it?
Yeah, I really was expecting to see, you know, some chatting with the drivers or team principal, like whatever it would be. I mean, that's what happens in the classic car launch. So that's what I was expecting. And I think I did want that. I wanted that element of we're at the launch for AlphaTauri, we're in New York. And that's something that I was quite disappointed with, I think. I think with Red Bull as well, both of them happened in New York. And I know we predicted or we thought that the AlphaTauri launch was going to happen on Brooklyn Bridge. And we were thinking, oh, what are the logistics behind that?
Yeah, it was in all the advertising,
yeah,
promo shots and all of that. Yeah, so yeah, it was a fair assumption.
Mm, and I think we were all expecting some big, amazing car launch, which obviously, like, the 2 minute 20 video, it was great. But I think I wanted to see some live studio or live thing going on where we could actually talk and discuss the car as well. It was a little bit disappointing with me. I really liked the video, but I wish it was, you know, sandwiched in between two other videos, maybe live things. And also bringing in that element of New York as well, because I feel like they missed that. I mean, they're in such an amazing place, but that wasn't really mentioned at all.
Mm. So the question I wanted to ask you guys, now we've seen, gosh, eight of these teams go at it now. So we've had the majority of the field. We've seen, I think, mostly three different types of show. We've had like the 1 hour long sort of show, like Red Bull and Aston Martin have done, like, you know, get the whole team involved, lengthy discussions, you know, general corporate waffle, as Kieran quite eloquently put it, and what have you. We've had the more shorter version. We've had like the 20 minute, like the McLaren and Williams, which had 15, 20 minute to the point, very quick presentations. And that sort of style has gone down. And we've had the Haas approach and the AlphaTauri approach of, well, here's nothing. Here's our car. Off you go. Like, so now you've seen and we've covered the majority of these. Which style do you prefer? And do you think there's a right approach to this?
Well, I personally, and I've said this throughout each launch after we've seen them, I thought Williams and McLaren nailed it personally. In terms of if you take the car on track out of Ferrari's launch,
yes,
I would not have enjoyed watching that. I don't think I would have come away feeling I got anything out of that. Not quite to the extent of Red Bull, but it would have been along those lines. Whereas Williams and McLaren, like Ferrari, you've got two teams with such a rich history in the sport, and McLaren particularly, their montages, it's the 60th anniversary, which is apparently a big deal. I'm supposed to care about 60 is not an important year. I'm not having it.
It's the diamond anniversary. That's
then,
a big
they're
deal.
Not a couple. They're not a couple, Dre. They're a business.
Okay, fine. If you insist.
McLaren, I mean, apart from some maybe questionable presenting from Vicstar in his first couple of minutes, I think he'd never seen an auto queue in his life. It was a bit Lawrence Stroll-esque from last year.
Yes.
But all the video was really well produced. You see the car, you see the drivers, you chat to them a little bit, and then it's done. And Williams did that really well as well. Really well produced, slick. I thought Will Buxton did a very good job on that. I know he gets a lot of stick from people for Drive to Survive, but I thought he did a very good job.
I agree.
And just that, there was content. There was stuff for every element of fans. Someone who wants to focus on the technical side, someone who just wants to feel like excitement and pumped up by something. And you get to see the car fairly quickly. You can carry on with your day thinking, oh, that was a nice 20 minutes. So that's what I would go with, the Williams and McLaren approach.
Yeah. What about you, Hannah?
Yeah, I think that an hour for a car launch is maybe a little bit too long. I suppose with the Ferrari, having it out on track, you know, added a bit of time, and I'm not complaining about that at all. But around the half an hour mark, I feel like is the sweet spot. You've got a bit of chatting, a bit of montages or whatever the team's prepared, and then the unveiling of the car, talking about the livery, a little bit of a fan aspect. And I think that's perfect as well. I do like the kind of light shows and the cool videos that the teams make. I always do look forward to that because I feel like they make the car look really, really cool. And that just excites me for the races to begin. But yeah, on the whole, I think about half an hour for a car launch is probably enough, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, I think Ferrari's was about an hour all told, or coming close towards the hour mark by the time they'd actually gotten the car back in and they'd finished everything. Yeah, I think if you can run a car at a track as part of the show, you can absolutely do that because it's an easy win for hardcore fans, clearly. If you can't do that, which obviously the majority of teams can't do, then I'm in complete agreement with you guys on this one. I think a 20-minute to the point sort of presentation, cover the key aspects, talk about the car, talk about the livery. If you want to mention your partners, feel free. Of course, it's part of the job from an advertising standpoint. And talk to your drivers, because that's what people care about most. I mean, for all the engineering talk, this is still a sport about the fleshy bit behind the wheel. You know, we care. I know, but that was
that
a really...
made me feel slightly ill. That,
that was a really morbid way of describing the drivers, I know. But, I mean, we care about the drivers a lot, probably more than the cars themselves. So sit down with them for a few minutes as well. And, you know, that's I think, a well-rounded show. I think Williams and McLaren were absolutely the best for that. But if you got a car, get a car around. It certainly helps.
I think Ferrari maybe should have... it would have been interesting to see a car introduced, you see it for the first time, on a lap around the track.
Yeah.
Like drone footage, following it around or watching it ride it. And obviously, it's a big production, but like that'd be cool.
That would
straight
be cool.
Away, you get the car.
Having said all that, I also really respect how Haas did it as well. I think actually just putting the pictures out, let us make up our own decision is kind of...
Give me that over Red Bull any day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This pod is also brought to you by ExpressVPN. Admit it, you're on your phone all the time. We all are. But did you know that phone carriers collect data on whatever it is you're doing? Which is why we use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that prevents your phone carrier from being able to see the sites you visit and send it off to third parties. All it takes is a tap of a button, and all of your network data gets encrypted and rerouted through ExpressVPN's secure servers for ultimate privacy. Not only does it shield your web browsing, ExpressVPN protects all of your network data so you can stay private even when using your favorite apps. Whether you're an iPhone, Android, or even a tablet user, ExpressVPN works on all your devices. The best part is one subscription can be used on up to 5 devices at the same time. I have my whole family using ExpressVPN too. When your phone carrier tracks you, that's an invasion of privacy. You can either keep letting them cash in on you or visit expressvpn.com/WTF1 to get the same VPN I use. Take back your online privacy today and use our link to get 3 months extra for free. That's expressvpn.com/WTF1. expressvpn.com/WTF1. So one thing I wanted to put out there, because I've seen other people discuss this in other places. Do you think the sport would benefit from having something like a launch party or a launch day where all 10 teams launch all of their cars on the same day in one hub, one-stop shop, make it a big fan event, you know, obviously live stream the whole thing over maybe a 6 to 8 hour sort of maybe like live stream sort of day? As I've seen people speculate about that, do you think that would be better than spreading this out over a 2-3 week span pre-season and having their own individual shows? Is that something you'd like to see?
I mean, after the 8th launch, I definitely feel like I would rather there was much less spreading out of these events, because I'm starting to start watching them now and I just trying to find the will to live, because you know exactly what you're going to be getting, and it's all part of it. It's all part of the process. And then once you're watching it, you're like, oh, okay, great. But essentially what you are getting is the same thing, just with different interpretations. And if I look at the question you've asked there as, could I see it being really, really cool to have maybe, I don't know, in Bahrain just before testing, you've got this arena where each car drives out one by one. You have a little chat with each driver. I can picture it incredibly, and it seems amazing. I feel like it's a complete hypothetical that would absolutely never happen, because the teams, they need to, like you said, about sponsor arrangements. They need to, you know, Red Bull aren't going to want to separate their other brands from the advertising for their Formula One brand, because ultimately no one's really going to be watching those things separately. Mm. They need to get that word out through the Formula One launch. But for the fans, what would be best? Like, you can watch a 2-hour amazing event with a full sold out either track or stadium. It could literally be anything, with light shows, fireworks. It could be unbelievably good, but sadly, it's never going to happen.
Would you like that approach more, Hannah?
I mean, at first, when you first mentioned it, I thought, I don't know if I'm too keen on that, because if you have one event for one day in the middle of February, for example, you've then got, you know, a few days of like talking about what happened. And then after that, it's just dead until testing and then until the race. So at first I was like, I kind of like how it's spread out, because you can get excited for each one.
That's a fair
and
point.
Then each team can have their own thing. But then you mentioned the fireworks and the atmosphere and the crowd and a sold out track. And I thought, actually, that would be really, really cool for like a whole pre-season event. I suppose it'd be difficult to choose the location of that, but you sold me on that, I think. Now I've changed my mind.
What can I say?
Formula One, I'll take a commission if you end up doing that.
yeah, put us on the competition committee. Yeah, that could work. I just, as Hannah was talking about it, and as you were talking about it, Kieran, it gave me a flashback to, do you remember Miami on Thursday? Before we had the first Miami race, where there was like...
What, last Thursday?
No, like the Thursday of like Miami. I see what you did there.
Potentially, what are you talking about?
It was like, it was the driver festival on the Thursday night the weekend started, where they had this big live stream event. I think it was like 10:30, 11 p.m. at night. And they had all the drivers on a podium. David Croft and Naomi Schiff was hosting it. They had a quick chat with all the drivers, obviously introduced them to the fans. Fans were like, oh yeah, get your phones out, take some selfies, you know, all of that. And had a live DJ and an artist. And I'm thinking they could do that for cars. And I think people would be into it, or at least hate watch and take the mickey. But I think that's something that could work. I mean, yes, I think from a practical standpoint, I think what Kieran's saying is spot on, and that unfortunately, practicality, corporate sponsors getting their own share of their own screen time probably would be a problem. So there'd have to be a lot of negotiating if that was ever going to happen. But I think that would be a great idea. I think a lot of people like the big pomp and circumstance. I remember I was speaking to my dad about this, and he was like, remember when they used to have the Spice Girls and Jamiroquai launching McLarens? And I was like...
And Lewis Hamilton flying down from the ceiling.
Yeah, like, I could see how people might like that sort of pro wrestling sort of big spectacle event, sort of WrestleMania entrance for a car launch. I could get that.
Get a couple of bands in or artists, and then just each car... So say we start the order to get the grid in reverse from last year. So say Williams is like a 2-minute little montage shown on the screens in the stadiums, and we watch it, probably produced by Sky, because they know how to do this stuff really well. You've got consistency over everything. And then the car drives out onto like a platform. The drivers are there, team boss is there. And just do that for each team. And then you could have a whole day or like 2 days of media, they're doing interviews, so you can hear about these technical things about the car, you can hear about design inspirations for the livery, and that content still exists. But all of this excitement that we want from the launches, if that's what you want, is in one package, and you can make so much money out of that with sponsorships and, like you say, with artists and bands, and it'd be amazing. It'd be amazing. I'm more sold on it the more I speak.
I love that we've just basically, I wasn't sure about it either. The more we've talked about it, the more we've kind of like built ourselves into thinking, hang on, this could actually work.
I might as well put it in Las Vegas. At this point, you just put everything in America.
Yeah, go all the way with it. I mean, look, you did that whole pre-race ceremony in Miami and, you know, glitz and glamour. Like, Liberty loved that sort of big pageantry sort of event, you know, why not, I guess, go all the way with it. You know, people were going to call it ridiculous, but it works for the sport and it gets people interested and it gets them talking. So I'd love us to know in the comments, and if you're watching along, let us know, would you listen to this? Would this be an idea that you would like? Let us know. We'd love to hear your feedback on it, but this will do it for this edition of the WTF.
Sorry, can I say one last thing before we go?
Go on.
There is a clip from Aston Martin's launch of Lawrence Stroll walking off stage, and it is genuinely the funniest thing I've ever watched. And I've seen it 20 times and I've cried laughing every time. So just search that on Instagram or TikTok just to make your day a little bit better.
This is very true, because we didn't talk much about the Aston launch because it was very by the numbers for the most part. But like, it's like Lawrence Stroll doesn't quite, it's like he knows too much where the camera is, or he doesn't know where the camera is, because he just stares into it like it's his soul. It's amazing. Very, very funny clip. If I do,
and then he leans into it as well. He walks past me, like, leans into the camera.
Yeah,
it's the funniest thing.
It's brilliant. Oh God. Yeah, that was the highlight of an otherwise pretty boring Aston Martin launch, yeah, if I do say so myself.
Sorry, you can finish the podcast now, Dre.
Yeah, fair enough. I had to get that one in. But yeah, that'll do it for another edition of the WTF1 podcast. I've been Dre. That's been Kieran and Hannah. Thank you very much for watching and listening in, and we'll catch you guys soon. Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye.